Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on February the 27th. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we appreciate all the letters and emails people send to us. If you like something you hear on the show, or you want to see some things that, talked about in the show, just send us an email. Just send it to Carl at KCNR1460.com, or a letter, as many of you have done, KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street, right here in Reading at 96001. But we really do appreciate those nice, emails and cards and all that. Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's something that's so appropriate. I liking that shirt, man.
Oh, thank you.
You like that? Yeah. You know what you need? You like little splashes of red in there.
My basic Reading tux here.
There you go. And of course, the most beautiful woman that I know. And I get to live with her. And such a gentle, calm.
Oh, yes.
Of course, I had calm soul. My maelstrom of life. You are my safe place.
Don't you just love to start your day like that? You know, there's a week missing from my computer as of recent up to the last week. I can't find today and a week ago. Somehow the settings got changed on my computer. And it's crazy. Anyway, currently 42 degrees. I have a Mac. I love it. But I'm not really knowledgeable.
You know why? Mac spelled backwards is Cam.
And though Cam is a good friend of mine, what does it have?
Makes no difference.
Trying to be cute?
I was being cute.
Okay. Currently 42 degrees, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 67. A chance of rain later today after 4. After 4 p.m., it looks like we're going to be having around 43 and 30% chance of rain. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, of course. We'll be up there today for a rally that we're going to be discussing later in the program.
Yeah, the Integrity Project. Of course, you know, people make a wax at it. And we're going to talk about that later. But as we do every morning, Monday through Friday, we have our Wells Fargo advisors. And today, it's Josh Wiley. Josh, how are you?
Well, I'm not doing too bad. I hope you guys are doing well. Markets are up. We've got positive markets. Dow's up 39 points at 13,939. NASDAQ's up 7 at 3,137. And the S&P 500's up 4 at 1,501. Oil's down 11 cents at $92.51 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.04%. Gold's down $12.20 this morning at $1,603, while silver's down 16 cents at $29.14 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, J.P. Morgan's up $1.02 at $48.61. Las Vegas Sands is up 55 cents at $50.88, while Google is up $5.83 at $795.96. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much. I don't know. Bob sometimes has just got, he's an octopus. He's got too much going on. Calls coming in, and Josh is so great. Thanks so much again for every weekday morning here at Wells Fargo Market Minute.
And if you can give them a call at 530-243-7561, and they're located on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Wow. You know what? You are sassy this morning because of this computer. You have said things to me and poked me. I'm surprised you haven't bitten me on the shoulder. You know, just because you're just like, you know, the computer is, you know, it's just a machine. You shouldn't get angry at machines.
It's just next.
It's next. Okay. Bad Bob, I want you to get between us.
Oh, that sounds like hazardous. Okay, now, I ever heard it.
Let's talk. What do you have on your list there that you want to rant about?
Right after
this
the break,
morning.
Let's talk about a junior high school kid that was kicked out of school because he had a shirt that said Marines on it.
And two rifles
crossing. Well, cross rifles, yeah, but it was, you know, thrown out of school.
Now you get in trouble for having a picture of a firearm.
Oh yeah, now, yes. You know, well no, it even gets worse. In fact, Friday, we're gonna be talking zero tolerance on Outside the Wire, where a child that was in kindergarten, and they were playing Cowboys and Indians, and somebody shot at him with a bow and arrow, you know, the fakey ones, and he makes his fingers into a, you know, the gun like we've done forever, and goes bang, he gets suspended. What about the kid with the bow and arrow? I don't think so. So the two other things, discrimination and Second Amendment rights. We're going to talk about sequestration, speed dating, agricultural speed dating in Reading, and what a huge, huge success that is and what exactly it is. And weapons confiscation, United States, a Justice Department memo. And finally, if we get enough time, because we're going to talk about it tomorrow, is the VA truly sending letters out to veterans saying that their Second Amendment rights have been taken away. We'll be right back after these messages for talking about all of this stuff.
Passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at ReadingCivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at ReadingCivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to ReadingCivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah! Welcome back. Yeah. Carl and the Bob, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Boom. 530-605-4567. And, you know, yesterday we had Patrick Jones on. On Sunday, Silas Lyons wrote a editorial about leadership in Reading and the lack of it in the city council. and though maybe he didn't mention him by name, I thought he did mention him by name, but I'm not sure. As we do, if you get hammered by the Record Searchlight, you need a way to reply. So always invited to come on KCNR 1460. Patrick Jones came on and rebutted Silas Lyons. And this morning, Bruce Ross has rebutted the rebuttal.
So we're going to be talking about that in just a minute.
Not exactly. It's just that it's in there and answering some of the things that I haven't finished reading the whole thing, but it's nice to know that that we can have discourse like this. Even if they don't talk directly to each other, they can talk through us.
That's exactly right. He wanted to do a couple shout outs today. The other day, I went in to renew my conceal carry.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to thank all of the people that work inside the sheriff's department. They were so wonderfully present. They were accommodating. The place was packed. Sheriff came out and said hello to everybody. He said this is actually a good time because the day before and the day before that, you know, the room was stacked with people. He went on to say that there were other communities, other counties where there's an 18-month waiting period to get a concealed carry.
18 months.
And, I just really appreciate it. It made me, again, one more time why I feel grateful. I know that it sounds funny. Concealed carry, it was easy. But no, I mean, it's just another thing about how wonderful our community is and kind. There's kindness here. So when we meet people, that work within any kind of store or restaurant or again, in this case, the sheriff's department, you know, and we've had a good experience. We just need a shout out. Yeah. So thank you.
A big shout out to Becky.
Becky and the girls.
All the girls.
Yes.
They are, you know what? Cause it's going to get worse. I mean, you told me that there was the place everybody had their guns out getting ready to show. I mean, it's doubled, and it's going to double again. So it's one of the things that the sheriff has said is that you're going to pretty soon going to need appointments down there. Okay.
Yeah, and at 7:30, we're looking forward to getting a call from our good guest will be Nancy. She's going to actually she's rebranding her yoga studio, which is going to be staying in the same location, but there's a big fundraiser on Saturday, so we're going to be hearing about that. And, of course, she's been with us since day one that we hit the airwaves, her Conscious Living Yoga show, but she talks about so many other things, and she's written books and columns, and so we're looking forward to hearing from her in a minute. But you've got,
have you ever been to a speed dating? Have you ever gone speed dating?
Never.
Speed dating is when you go in and you spend 5 minutes with somebody, the bell rings and you move to the next one.
But you know, boom, this one's not for me.
Yeah, you can usually know in 30 seconds. Or the fact that she has more hair on her face than I do.
It's actually brilliant when you think about it.
Or my dress is prettier than hers. Well. Okay, anyway, but they had Dolores Lucero. Who is also a big in the, Deborah Lucero, who is really big in, of course, the Shasta County Arts Council, but other things. And she's in with four or five different organizations. She started an agricultural speed dating right here in Reading. They had their first speed dating and they had dozens and dozens of people show up and they had the growers. Had 5 minutes to make a pitch to their, about their locally grown produce, eggs, chicken, olive oil, and more to buyers, including our friends at Tapas, LaGrange Cafe, and others. And they just had, it was a huge success. People signed contracts. Enjoy Magazine was there. Enjoy Magazine may be thinking about putting a freezer in there so they can get some of the frozen goods, in their store, you know, the Enjoy store, since they sell all local stuff, but a lot of partnerships were made, that day. So a big shout out to Deborah
Lucero and for her setting that up. And of course, Trudy Pratt and Mark Beecham there for helping to do it. But this was something that,
it's not called speed dating though. It's called, there's gotta be another.
It's called agricultural speed dating.
Oh, really? Yeah. So it's, so the Aggies, the
agricultural
Aggies come,
speed dating.
The farmers come to sit in front of, to pitch their goods in a matter of four or five minutes.
To stores and restaurants and this, and it worked. It worked big time. Lazy 69. In fact, you know what we're going to do here in a week or so is get one of the restaurants, maybe Tapas, and maybe one of the growers, either Olive Oil or maybe Lazy 69 Ranch with the eggs. Cause you know, he sells eggs in San Francisco for almost $12 a dozen down there because, you know, they want these organically, farm-raised, free-roaming chickens. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Let's get into some more, say, a little more serious stuff. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, go outside the wire with national commentator Dave Hodges from The Common Sense Show. Why are school systems stepping on the Second Amendment with their zero tolerance policies? Could this be part of Obama's plan to ban firearms for citizens? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
7:24 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. a very friendly place to go. Get your coffee beans. They have a great wine selection. All of your needs that you would, especially if you like cigars, they have a great walk-in humidor and a free meeting room, which have a lot of people use. It's a great outreach for the community. Again, thanks for being our sponsors since the day that we started. Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive. Best prices for your coffee.
Okay. Hey, let's talk, I got so much in so little time. Let's talk about the, sequestration. It's gonna have an impact on the nation. The Senate has finally decided it's gonna be, how big an impact, I guess you could ask, is it gonna have on the nation? The Senate is going to, debate this on Thursday. It's supposed to happen Friday. Oh, well, you know, Obama says the nation's going to grind to a halt. Well, not really, because even using the, you know, any bipartisan group or the Office of Economics there, it's not immediate. There's going to be sometime in the future, things are going to start slowing bad. But in fact, the money cut, through this, and by the way, this is Obama's own plan, the sequestration thing. He put the group of people together to make this happen. Is going to be the amount of money that they cut out of the budget still means we're spending money at the 2008 level. And also in the bill, and also the Republicans said, okay, President Obama, this is going to happen. You pick where you want it to happen. You pick those programs and then let's just cut it. You know, if you're not going to accept the two bills that have been pushed through the Congress, fine, you make the cuts. And of course, Obama has turned that down with as fast as he could because he does not want to be the one that makes cuts. He'd rather blame it on the Republicans for not making cuts. Anyway, the Defense Department is going to be hit hard. I mean, there are going to be hundreds of thousands of jobs because it's hit disproportionately. So the bottom line is this. They've had a tax raise. It started in January. Remember that? Tax raise. Well, he also promised cuts, so where are the cuts? Yeah. Where are the cuts? This was his promise. If you pay, you know what, there's two ways of doing this. You can't do it all by cuts. You've got to raise taxes. So, okay, they're raising taxes. Where's the cuts? Where's the cuts, President Obama? What programs are still safe? Almost every one of the entitlement programs are safe. The salary for the military, safe. Social Security, safe. I would imagine if you're a park ranger someplace in Utah, you might be laid off. They may shut down the Washington's Monument, but is that grinding to a halt everything? No. We've been through this before when they shut down the government. In fact, I think there's a couple of countries, Norway, that they shut the government down for weeks and nobody cared.
The government in Norway was effectively shut down for 16 months and nobody really noticed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, because what they've done is the spending's not there. So, and the billions. Oh, here's the other thing when it comes to sequestration and money. The Democrats are asking that the clock be turned off. You know, that debt clock that keeps, millions of dollars every minute. They've requested, oh no, we need to turn that thing off. That is not right. You know what? The same time we stop using the term illegal aliens and when we're discussing the immigration, or the illegal alien problem, they're asking that they turn off the debt clock too. Come on. Why don't you just accept the fact that we're in trouble here, that everybody in this country, every child, every person, everybody, including illegals, owe $52,000 right now. And probably by this time next year, it'll be 53 or 4 or 5 or 6. Unfortunately, it just is not going to get better. You need to make cuts. Where's it going to be? And yes, it's the Democrats. Where's it going to be in the Senate? Where are you going to do this? President Obama, you got your tax raises. Where are the cuts? Okay. When we come back after, we got what? 1 minute? Okay. Let me hit something real quick then. Oh, what do you got, Bad Bob?
Oh, no, I was just
you're just waiting?
My ears were perked.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, we're going to talk the gun hysteria where it's gotten to this zero tolerance that this kid has. I'm going to talk about the Marine. He's proud of his brother. His brother's a Marine. He's got a Marine T-shirt. He has crossed rifles on. Teacher says, you have to turn that inside out. But I don't have to. Yes, you do. Or you're going to be suspended, blah, blah, blah. it's such a brouhaha. The little kid that was 5 years old that pointed a finger at somebody else during Bows and Arrows when they were playing Cowboys and Indians, he gets suspended from school. As it turned out, the young man that was wearing the Marine t-shirt, that wasn't a policy in that school. That was a teacher's misguided policy because guns are bad. And we are currently working on a story that's going to knock your socks off right here in Reading at our schools. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are on the rise in early morning trading as Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke appears before Congress for a second day about the central bank stimulus program. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 35 points. Meanwhile, Coach shares are jumping on news of a possible buyout following a report from Deal Reporter indicating the struggling New York-based company is exploring a sale. But the luxury leather goods maker told Fox Business they won't comment on, quote, speculation or rumors. Coach also unveiled a new hire today, tapping former Nike Global Creative Director Zach Augustine to oversee a renovation of its stores. And according to a new study from DigiDay, advertisers will spend more on social media ads in 2013 than ever before. The study found U.S. advertisers plan to spend more than $4 billion, with 64% planning to boost their social media budgets this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. There will be more than 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, along with unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will also be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War era displays. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium this weekend. Doors open at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us...
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:34 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's a little chilly out there. So which a gas propane company should you go to? How about one with 4,000 happy customers, one that gives senior discounts and veterans discounts and competitive prices, locally owned, family operated? That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here in this part of the program. Something very important that's happening this weekend. And on the phone with us is our good friend and also has a show here every Saturday, The Conscious Living Show. Welcome, Nancy Sutton Pierce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
I'm good. So are you rebranding? Tell us what's happening on Saturday.
Well, the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we are rebranding a little bit. We've moved into our own style of yoga teaching in the last 13 years. You know, we teach a variation of Hatha yoga, but the actual style of yoga we teach has evolved into what's called conscious living yoga. And it's about waking up to your life. It's an extension of the show that I do, the columns I write. And so all of our teachers have really ramped up their teaching style to help people live happier lives off the mat as well as what we do on the mat.
So I like that. And all of your teachers as well as you, is that you walk your talk, and I love your expression. We love your expression here, wake up to your life.
Wake up to your life. You know, so many people walk through this life pretty sleepy, and they miss a lot of really great experiences that they could otherwise be enjoying and learning from. And so we teach that. So we want a fresh face, and we're going to get some fresh products. And our little yoga community that has been coming to our studio, many of them for all 13 years, they really are a very loving, open-armed community. And several years ago, when hard times fell on a lot of our students financially, we began a yoga scholarship program because we know that during times of extreme stress, that's when people need their yoga most. They need that time out and to regroup their thinking and to find out what's really important to them. And so we started this scholarship program. Many of our teachers would teach some classes. Whatever funds they would gather from that class, they would donate to the scholarship fund. We had some students who weren't having difficulty, so they would add to the fund. But the fund just has kind of petered along. So we've had a limited amount that we could offer these students back. So we decided we've been doing monthly meetings with all of our yoga teachers. We call it the Heart Centered Coalition. And there are usually about eight of us at these meetings. They're phenomenal in the growth and the support and the encouragement that the teachers have been offering each other. And we decided to do a fundraiser that would bring the community together, that would refill our yoga scholarship fund, and also maybe provide some funds to purchase some new props and, you know, kind of freshen the place up. We're redoing the windows out front with our new logo and our new name so that it really has a fresh look so people know that we're here to stay. We're not going anywhere. We have a mission, and that is to bring a healing energy to Reading.
So Saturday, you are doing an all-day yoga experience with 45-minute segments, if I read the website correctly.
Yes. Yeah. We start at 9 a.m., and every hour on the hour until 3 p.m. is the last session. So every hour, there will be a new teacher and a new class beginning. So somebody could come at 9 o'clock and do yoga until 4 o'clock if they wanted to.
Okay, so. And then you're having like a potluck, and everyone who takes those classes are going to be donating money towards the scholarship.
Correct. It's all on donation. The teachers are offering their time. They're donating their time, and we've asked for a minimum of $10 per session donation, or if people wanted to stay for longer, if they could just, you know, add a little bit more to the kitty, that would be great. And anything is going to be wonderful, because we really, you know, this is about a community coming together and having a great yoga day experience. And then we're having an Indian food potluck, and Brian Garcia at Gorilla Bites has generously offered us his location.
Wow.
To have our potluck. So at 4 o'clock we'll be starting there, so people can come and enjoy some Indian food that's made by many of our students and donate to that, or have a salad and a smoothie at Gorilla Bites and be a part of the community.
You know, for people that think that, you know, that yoga is for thin women doing downward dog and cobra and all that, you know, they couldn't be further from the truth, though there are people doing that. You've got different types of a yoga, I won't say routines, but that help people, deeply relax. It's been used, for our warriors in a post-traumatic stress disorder, treatment of that. It's for, and for stretching and just kind of getting some, getting yourself centered back again. Yoga has such advantages.
It does. It is the oldest healing science known to mankind. It's over 6,000 years old.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, well, we got to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, let's just cover this a little bit more. We know that the fundraiser is on Saturday. A little bit more information for those who maybe can't make Saturday, how they can donate to the funds. And, again, on Saturday, what's happening. So stay with us for just a second.
Sure,
got to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 27th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Currently, 45 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. 7:44 in the morning. It's the 27th. One more day of... Just blows my mind.
That's right. I just want to remind everybody about this weekend, March 2nd and 3rd, the Reading Breakfast Lions Club Guns, Antiques, and Collectibles Show. It starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, goes till 5, and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is adults $6 and children under 12 free if accompanied by an adult. And let me tell you, they have ammo. Better get there early. Okay.
Well, right now on the phone is one of our favorite people, Nancy Sutton Pearson. We're talking about an event I'm attending first thing on Saturday morning, and that is a fundraiser for the Conscious Living, what's it going to be, Conscious Living Yoga Studio?
Yeah, the House of Conscious Living Yoga.
The House of Conscious Living. I'm so
excited. I can do both. I can be at both of them.
I'm really excited for you, Nancy, because, you know, we've been talking about this a long time about, you know, brands, and we know you have several things that you do very well. A lot of people can't say that. You do several things very well. And now you're doing a culmination of all of the different, a lot of the journeys that you've had in life really coincide with this great house of yoga that you have. So now that you're renaming it and the integrity and the intention behind Saturday's event is pretty huge.
It is. It's really beautiful. I mean, you know, when you come to our yoga studio, I've been to many yoga studios around the world, and when you come into our yoga studio, I still get all teary-eyed because the people there are so nice. The students, the other teachers, I mean, it's like a family. We have brand new people coming into the studio all the time. And they come in, and the teachers and the other students are so helpful. They show them around. They introduce themselves by name. They shake their hand. They hug them. They make them feel like we are so happy that they're there. And I've been to other studios where nobody ever says a word to you.
Wow.
You walk in, you do your practice, you leave, and nobody ever says anything. So it's a really different experience, and we want to foster that because I think that's what people are hungry for.
Well, that's the community. It's a community spirit of, a sister and a brotherhood, a oneness. Well, okay. Well, thank you for getting up this morning and calling us and letting us know. Again, it's a scholarship. It's a fundraiser all day long. Classes, 45-minute segments beginning at 9.
And all level of students. One class is even going to be chair yoga, and you can find out who's teaching which segment on our website at consciouslivingyoga.com. If you go to the calendar on the class schedule, it'll show you the day, and you just click on the little block of time, and it'll tell you who's teaching what class. And if you can't make it to a class, there is a place on our website where you can make a donation to the scholarship fund with your PayPal or credit card, very easy if you feel compelled to pay it forward.
Well, you know, Nancy, we also have to have you back on the program to talk about the deep relaxation form of yoga. And the eye rest, because it's been a while since we talked about it, and we need to get that back up again. We've got a lot of people, young people coming back from the wars that anything that we can try, we need to.
Definitely.
Especially when it's been proven to work.
It does. It's a beautiful practice. It does work.
And you don't have to be somebody that has come back from combat. If you just have a lot of stress in your life,
yes,
give Nancy a call. And how do we get a hold of you again?
You can run me down through my website, consciouslivingyoga.com, email me. The phone number, the studio, we don't usually answer the phone there, so emailing or texting me is the best way, and you can reach me all but through the website or nancysuttonpierce.com. That's one of my websites. You could find me either way.
All right, Nancy. Okay, we'll see you Saturday morning.
All right. Thank
all right.
you.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you know, we've got some tickets, honey.
And you also have a rebuttal.
Oh, a rebuttal, rebuttal, rebuttal. No, yeah. Somebody pointed out to me that Bruce Ross had written a rebuttal to Patrick Jones, but we were also mentioning that, so I'll address that.
Will you?
Yeah, I will. You know, but you know what the thing is, Bruce, what Bruce said is partially right. Well, I mean, it's right about concern about the paper, but I think he misinterpreted what I said, or maybe perhaps when I said it wasn't clear, but yeah, we need to talk about that. When we come back, Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, and we're going to give away two tickets to the Boat Sport and RV Show in this next segment. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The Half Price Sale, going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Stop by your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Reading, and it serves here, of course, Reading in the North State. They carry everything you could possibly want in new or previously used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, their service department is second to none. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. That's Reading Crown Motors. Okay, yesterday Patrick Jones was on. on the show, and wanted to talk about a an editorial written by Silas Lines. And then Bruce Ross rebutted the rebuttal. And it gets down, you know, it gets down to, okay, exactly this much and all that. But one of the things that Bruce said is, he's got to take issue with, is that Botten Jones' assertion that there's no way for people to get voices of dissent into the newspaper. I publish almost daily letters and op-eds, et cetera, et cetera. Even though Jones has never been there, they welcome all manners of informed discussion of local issues and a standing invitation. That's, you know, that's right. I would not want to give an impression that Record Searchlight censors, people's letters or opinions. What I said was, is that when somebody has an editorial written about them or a story disguised, or an editorial disguised as a story about somebody, a lot of times by the time they can respond to that, it's days. With us, they can respond the next day. And guess what? It's in their own words. It's not an interview, which even if it's put down word for word for word, can be misconstrued if there has to be a follow-up question on it. That's what we're offering. And so, no, Bruce, I know you do that. But the other thing, too, is to try to get into then a debate in the newspaper is very difficult, because as the old rule is, never get into a fight with somebody that buys ink by the barrels. Plus the fact it opens up somebody who writes something to the animals that are anonymous in the blogs in the after that. So I know of several people that won't even be interviewed by the paper because of just that reason. So what we're trying to do is give people a voice where you can hear them in their own words. We don't censor them. We let them go, no matter who they are. Come on in and tell us what you're talking about. Tell us what it's about. Now, does the Record Searchlight offer people that opportunity, op-eds and everything? Absolutely. So I never wanted to give an impression that you all would censor people, because I don't believe that. I enjoy the Record Searchlight. But I also know that if an editorial or a story is written, we are here to provide the avenue, the voice for people to come back and say, hey, you know what? I disagree with that. And we will always be here for that. Always. All right. Let's move on. And by the way, that of the editorials that Bruce writes are very thought-provoking and well-researched in many cases. And I like them most of the time. Okay, let's talk about weapons in the United States. Oh, first of all.
Yeah, we forgot. We got two tickets. Let's take a caller right now. 605-4567. Give us a call right now. We've got two tickets to the Boat Sport and RV Show. Complimentary passes. That's, for Sunday. Or is that both days? March 1, 2, and 3. That's what these tickets are good for. Give us a call. Okay, go ahead. Because people will be calling while you're talking.
That's right. Okay. 605-4567. Okay. Talk about sequestration, speed dating, weapons. It appears that, Department of Justice memo says that unless you're planning on banning or confiscating all weapons in the nation, that this national gun registration, which might kind of, you know, okay, you register them, then now you know where to go to get them. And any of these laws that they're proposing will not work. And this comes out of the Department of Justice. They will not work. The only thing that's going to work is if you seize all of the weapons. It's because there's so many weapons out there. People own weapons. People are buying them by the millions right now, obviously. And they're, you know, and part of this is, let's look at the quote assault weapon. It's not an assault weapon, first of all, because it's, you know, if it's a privately owned sporting rifle, it doesn't go to automatic. It's not built to the same specifications as a military, blah, blah, blah. I can go on forever about that. But the total ban on these type of weapons would not lower crime significantly, because only a very limited percentage, maybe 2-3% of these rifles are used in crimes. It's handguns. So is that what you want? Is that the bottom line? Is you want to take, they want to ban all the weapons? Now the Obama administration said, oh no, that's not what we said. But their own people said the only way this is going to work, the only way this is going to work is if you confiscate all the weapons. Otherwise, you're spinning your wheels. You're a self-licking ice cream cone. It makes you feel good, but accomplishes nothing. And is that what you want? Is that what you want? Do you want to lose the right, your rights under the Second Amendment because of hysteria and making laws that, that have no impact on crime or the things, the horrible things you've seen out there? All right. Hey, when we come back, we've got a group of people here called the Integrity Project.
And congratulations, Todd. Come to 1326 Market Street and get your tickets. Yeah, they'll be here at the front desk.
Yeah, we're going to be giving more after the break, too, a couple more. But after the break, we have the Integrity Project on. They're going to talk to us about that, about the rally today, and what they hope to accomplish with this. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The horse may be out of the barn by then, but maybe it won't have gotten too far. President Obama schedules a meeting Friday with congressional leaders with automatic spending cuts due to kick in Thursday night, midnight. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
As that clock ticks down, the Senate's top leaders are blasting not each other, but some people not in the room. Democrat Harry Reid saying there's not much to House Speaker John Boehner's latest sequestration plan.
Considering House Republicans spent 2 months refining the art of doing nothing.
While Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell has this advice for President Obama and the Democrats.
It's time they got off the campaign trail and started working with us to govern.
McConnell again says he will not back down on his opposition to any new taxes. Chris?
President Obama has a new defense secretary. He's Chuck Hagel. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The new secretary sworn in early this morning. Having survived a bruising confirmation process that raised questions about his qualifications, he promised to rise to the challenge.
I will do everything in my power to be the kind of leader that you expect and you deserve.
And many challenges he faces, the drawdown in Afghanistan, integrating women into combat roles, and the sequester spending cuts that hit tomorrow.
It's the uncertainty of the planning. It's the uncertainty of the commitments. The uncertainty of what's ahead.
Hagel vowed to be an advocate for wise use of American military power. Chris?
The president's new Secretary of State, John Kerry, says the administration's looking for more ways to support rebels in Syria.
We are examining and developing ways to accelerate the political transition that the Syrian people seek and deserve, and that is what we will be discussing in Rome tomorrow.
Secretary Kerry speaking in Paris today. Pending home sales, new contracts up 4.5% last month, according to the National Association of Realtors. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
First came the public meeting where the boss chose Jan's project over David's. Then came the private confrontation. David accused Jan of undermining him, going behind his back, sabotaging his team. Jan replied by quietly gathering her material and returning to her office. It took about an hour, but David showed up. "I believe my solution is better," he said, "but my reaction wasn't. You played fair, and you won. I apologize." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Anger is a great tool for stoking fires, but a poor way to douse them. Given the chance, hot tempers usually cool down. The right response to an angry colleague may be no response at all in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Pope Benedict saying his goodbyes to more than 100,000 people at the Vatican.
The crowds at St. Peter's Square were cheering and chanting long after Pope Benedict left. During his last address, the Pope spoke of his painful decision to step down, of the joys he had during his nearly 8 years as Pope, as well as the times of rough winds. He is now preparing to leave. Tomorrow he moves to his summer residence and salutes the faithful from his window there. At 8 p.m., the Swiss guards will lay down their arms as their mission to protect the Pope will be over until a new pontiff is elected later in the month. At the Vatican, Courtney Walsh, Fox News Radio.
The Supreme Court's hearing arguments today about a decades-old voter rights law.
For states and counties with a history of racial discrimination, any change to voting laws from moving a polling place to redrawing districts must get approval from the U.S. Justice Department. It's a provision of the 1965 Voting Rights Act that Shelby County, Alabama argues is now outdated and no longer needed after strides made in voting equality. Defenders of the law say the oversight remains an important safeguard.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in D.C. Family murder, suicide in Preston, Connecticut.
47-year-old Deborah Dennison and her two young grandsons were found dead in a parked vehicle, according to authorities in Connecticut. Dennison allegedly took the two boys, 6-month-old Ashton and 2-year-old Alton Perry, from their daycare, and police issued an Amber Alert after receiving a call from the boy's mother. According to Connecticut State Police, Dennison drove to a local golf course where she used a .38-caliber handgun to shoot and kill her grandsons and then herself. The family says Dennison has a history of mental illness and suffered from bipolar disorder. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Portuguese authorities seize 87 tons of beef products found to contain traces of horse meat. 5 companies are under criminal investigation. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, a voice for the people. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in the chat room today. A lot of things going on there. Bad Bob joins me.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, Linda had to trot on out of here. She's got things she's doing today because we're going to be talking about that. Our weather today, it's currently 46 degrees. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 67 with very little wind. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 43. Calm wind, new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. What's that mean? It means is that what you go outside you can smell it?
Yeah.
You can smell it or something?
By the way, 75 degrees forecast for Friday. How about that?
Oh, that's right. High near, well, gosh, a low around 47, high 76. This weekend looks, well, a chance of showers this weekend, but it looks pretty good all in all. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards out there. They have, of course, brunches. They have tomorrow night's pizza night. They have a, the UNC, music, great dining, sporting clays, horseback rides, and all types of, you know, you have marriages out there, but not, of course, in the chapel, no matter what anybody thinks. The chapel that's out there, nobody ever gets married in that chapel. It's a private chapel. Anyway, in Selma Vineyards, 474-5546. We're going to take a quick early break here. We have the Integrity Project with us, Ruth Angel and Wyatt Paxton. We're going to talk about what is I guess you all are the founders, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're two of the founders, so you should be able to explain this. People are going, what is this exactly? Who's involved in it? And it said, you know, leaders in the community, you know, all these things that are happening, and plus the big rally today. So
Big rally.
So, okay, we want to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Change jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243 530-243-7561. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC member SIPC is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC member SIPC is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Investments in securities and insurance products. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantee. May lose value.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at ReadingCivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at ReadingCivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to ReadingCivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone this weekend at the 27th annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabod, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, your voice out there. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance, you name it, they'll do it. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992, and they absolutely do fabulous work. Give them a call at 221-2642. That's Alliance Heating and Air. All right, I have the Integrity Project founders right here, Ruth Angel and Wyatt Paxton. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You also are part of a very popular Saturday show.
I am with Kurt Largent on the weekend. Everything,
even
real
though
estate,
you two tussle
estate.
Around,
we do. You know, we bring both sides of the issue. I think we bring those issues nationwide and statewide that affect our real estate here in the North State.
And I think that, you know, I know this will really bother Kurt, is that people love you and maybe him not as much.
Well, you know, what we say in the office is that, oh, well, they really like Kurt, so that's why they're calling. And me, I take the back seat. I always do.
Well, you know what? You all have been with us from the beginning and of our station. And
yeah, we
appreciate it. Well,
we
you know
it.
What? You know what?
I like listening to you on, and you know, it doesn't, it's not just real estate.
No.
No, you'll go out, I mean, you go off in some places there.
Sometimes when Kirk gets a little bit, a bug, I won't say where, but he'll go off on it and, okay, you know, that's what.
It's your show.
It's his show.
That's right.
He can do what he wants.
Okay. All right. What is the Integrity Project?
Well, the Integrity Project, Carl, is very simple. The Integrity Project hopes to inspire the, inspire change and, bring real solutions to the table. And to improve the relationship between the county and the public. Real simple.
Okay, there. And the reason that you began this is that the y'all did not believe that the county was being user-friendly enough?
Well, actually, how this all got started was last year at Chapelgate. The reason that we started, we had the rally last year was because we asked the county, this is kind of crazy. And you know, we didn't know the ins and outs and still don't really know the ins and outs of the lawsuit that was going on, but we wanted the county to take,
I don't know if anybody does.
Yeah.
You know what? You just like one time to have the county attorney and Anselmo's attorney sit down in here or in the newspaper, I don't care, and just say, what is this thing about?
Yeah, specific
I mean, does anybody
points.
Really know?
No, you don't. I mean, I think what we hear things and we get pieces, but people really don't know the dynamic. And last year we asked the county to take a common sense approach. We asked the Board of Supervisors specifically with 300 informal signatures to take a common sense approach to this issue. And settle it. He was willing to settle. I talked to him. He was willing to do that. The county says that they tried. And you'd think if trying was actually on the table that it would have got done. It's just crazy. And so we had the rally. And then the question from a year ago was posed just, you know, just before the anniversary date. And it wasn't really for any reason other than to say, what's happened in that year? And so we have two injunctions, and we have another cross lawsuit. And so basically
30 or 40,000 a month that's being spent.
Waste of taxpayer money. I mean, it's like, why can't – who's been damaged here? Has the county been damaged? And well, Selma has been the one been damaged. I mean, business has been restricted. The citizens have been told a story. They're using their taxpayer money.
This is why it packs them, by the way.
Yeah, okay. And – they're using taxpayer money to defend the county or to bring these lawsuits about, and it's all out of county.
Now, this is what the county's saying. He is not, does not have the permits to build up there. That's the problem. Does he have the permits to build?
He does not have, he has not obtained issued permits. He has applied for every permit that he needed to apply for to get things done, but there were insurmountable corrections were provided or They have a local ordinance that says that if you have an existing violation, even though you apply for a different permit, they don't have to issue it, even if you have everything correct to do it. So if you needed a septic repair or a new electric service or something like that, they don't have to issue that permit, even if you have all the information correct for that construction item, because you have another violation, they don't have to issue it by their own local ordinance. Now, that's not a state ordinance. That's not a federal ordinance. That's a local ordinance that was developed so they can create enforcement.
So literally the Board of Supervisors could actually look at the issue, say, let's get this over with for the good of the people, for the good of the community. Let's just get this over with. And years went past and that hasn't happened. So the question was asked, how overall is there a lot of outreach from the county? And the answer to that is no.
Yeah. And remember,
but let's go back to the question about the do other people build that fall under the same thing? Like, okay, I put in for a permit. Do other people build without that permit? And I mean, other people fall into this? I mean, he's not the only one, is he?
No, I deal with people weekly that have
that's what I mean.
Built
is
something.
Anselmo is not just doing this to poke people in the eye. A lot of people do this.
Correct. And I deal with people every week that have built something intentionally without applying and then want to get forgiveness afterwards. Much more difficult. I mean, Lee Rivage went through the whole process trying to apply. He's an intelligent man. He went and found other cases in the county where they've issued a similar type of permit and said, why am I restricted there or not? Well, different situation. We don't have to discuss it. And it just, the pages of correction start to add up. So, I deal with that all the time where violations, whether they're 5, 10, 15 years old, they're sitting that way. And some, you know, there's this issue that really bothers me is this selective enforcement.
Okay. Now, I believe that, and I'm going to have to go back on it, when Russ Mall was on the show, and Russ Mall, by the way, is no longer there, so at the Resource Management Department, he said that there's so many laws, and it may not have been, but somebody from that unit there, I think it was him, though, said there's so many laws out there. The state, the feds, the county laws, there are so many, you can't even enforce all of them. So you have to selectively enforce. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad, I mean, I can understand here's 1,000 laws
out
here.
And then the county brings their own rules.
And we only have enough time to do 50.
Well, that's one type of selective enforcement. The issue I have is selecting one person to prosecute for a violation, and somebody down the street has the same type of violation, and they don't enforce that violation.
You know of any instances of that?
Several. One came up in Jen Powers' case. Still have not had any resolution with a neighbor down the street was actually complaining about her business and dramatized what the effect of her use permit would be by indicating the building was going to be 4 and 5 times the size of what it was. The customer traffic was going to be 10 times what it was, even by the county standards. That person had built a converted illegal garage, had an illegal business inside of it. To this day, nothing's happened.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. My guests are Ruth Angel and Wyatt Paxton of the Integrity Project, they're going to talk about this rally up at Anselmo's today. But it's not about Anselmo.
It's not about Anselmo. It's about providing resources to the entire community that would create outreach from the county.
And I want to, and that's what I want to talk about. What kind of resources, what kind of outreach are we talking about? Does this also include the county putting an appeals board there someplace? What kind of outreach do you want now that we've got a new resource development department head, Rick Simon? We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Now, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 46 degrees, 8:25 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And I just want to, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. Walk next door and Tobacco and Brew will meet or beat any prices for tobacco in this town. And veterans get discounts. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people doing great things for our community, Joe and Shelley. I believe we've got somebody on the phone. No, we don't? Oh, okay. I thought somebody had called in with something. You told me that.
I had thought that we were going to have someone, but he changed his mind.
Oh, well, call me anyway. Hey, our, call me maybe.
The question was, who is all this being directed at? And I explained it's about resource management.
Well, it's not just that. I don't think, but I'm not sure. Let's talk about this. What is this and why and what do you expect and who are you all reaching out to?
Well, we actually are, want to inspire change at the county. So, yes, the resource management is a big part of that, but we also want to affect the Board of Supervisors. One of the objectives we have is developing in each district. All of us on this committee have a district supervisor, and we want to have committees in those districts to identify the problems. And not only identify those problems, but be able to tell people in other districts what those problems are. So if you live in Bernie or Fall River Mills, how many of us know what issues are taking place there? Not many people knew about the Elk Trail water issue until it became a grassroots effort, and a lot of that, you know, was in the paper.
And I think they just voted to put in the last payment there so that now people up in Elk Trail get our Board of Supervisors.
More water pressure.
Yeah, they're getting more water pressure. So just good on you.
Yeah, well, who knew about that until it was surfaced? The same thing with Churn Creek Bottom Homeowners Association. They knew that the project there was flawed. They knew that there were traffic impact issues. And when they asked, when they were going to...
That was two 5-0 votes, too, on the board.
Huh? Exactly. And so when they went to the Board of Supervisors and said, hey, this is a flawed project, don't approve it, actually in the beginning they didn't, and then they did. And so it wasn't until the people in that particular area, that community group, got up and said, no, this is not happening. They got 11,000 signatures, which, you know, that to me is a lot. But, you know, whether valid or not, it doesn't matter. They got 11,000 signatures to say stop it, and they got a referendum, and it did. It got stopped.
It got stopped big time. It wasn't even close.
Big time.
Wasn't even close. So we've got a new, Rick Simon, and we're going to invite Rick to come on the show, because he said he wants to reach out to the community.
I'd love to talk to him. I
think that, you know, Russ Maul started that, you know, and they put everything under resources under him. And then he worked for the Board of Supervisors and not Larry Lees. From what I understand now, that the resource department works for Larry Lees now, from what I understand.
I don't know.
Well, I've got to check that, but that was one of the problems that the Board of Supervisors didn't know that Russ Maul worked for them, that they had the right to hire and fire him, supposedly. When I know better than that, because I know a couple of supervisors told me that
We do know that we're going to find out, though. Yeah. So that's what this group is intended.
And here's the thing is you're not there. You're not coming in there. Are you coming in there with pitchforks and torches trying to burn the place down? I guess that's the bottom line.
I would say not. What, you know, the reason resource management member is the one of the main targets to start this with is that they control so much in this county. Air, water, food permits, restaurants. Public works and permits, building, development, on and on.
Well, I tell you what, out of the words of the man who...
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Can you say that one more time?
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
That was Russ Maul during an interview right here. And you know what? He meant it.
And it's true.
I mean, he spoke the truth.
And that could be a positive impact? Or it can be a negative impact.
Or it could be an impact that, which could even be worse, is it could be one that is not, because of misunderstandings or a person doesn't have the wherewithal to come back and fight, a decision, can have a huge impact. It can ruin people's lives. And so there's got to be something. That you can go right. I mean, well, can't people go to their supervisors right now and talk to them about it?
Sure, they can. And what we would like to do is help those supervisors by having our group, and we're trying to develop a name for that. But we believe it'll be the reasonable man approach. This committee would have several different people on it, specific to that type of project, and they would say, "Is this what a reasonable man would interpret this code, or how to interpret this code?" I mean, so many of these codes, the way they've been written locally, were written by the staff and are so very vague. The impact fees talks about construction and reconstruction. Does that mean if my place burns down, I have to pay new development fees on an old project all over again?
Do you?
When I asked staff about that, well, that isn't what we meant by that. I said, it's not clear the way that's ordinance written. And we would just like to assist to clarify those things in writing. So remember, Rick Simon's not always going to be there. The next person's going to come along, and are those going to be reinterpreted to something else? We'd like to help with that.
Well, I know of times right here that things are reinterpreted because people call us all the time, send us emails where they're trying to get something out of the county, working through one person, and they try for weeks and weeks and weeks and literally a month. That person leaves to go on vacation. They walk in there, and the next person signs it off. I find that really interesting how that can happen. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here for the news. Our guests are Ruth Angel and Wyatt Paxton from the Integrity Project. You're expecting hundreds of people up there today. Is that right?
A lot of people.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. While there's no sign of movement between the president and GOP lawmakers on reaching a sequester deal, the two sides will sit and talk at the end of the week.
The president is calling the four top congressional leaders to the White House on Friday to talk about the sequester. That's the day the sequester spending cuts actually start to kick in. The White House and congressional Republicans remain deadlocked over the president's demand for more tax revenue to replace half of those spending cuts.
Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, $85 billion in cuts to federal programs are at stake. Thousands gather in Rome to say goodbye and get one more blessing from Pope Benedict XVI, whose resignation takes effect tomorrow.
Pope Benedict began by thanking all and thanking God for the brilliant winter blue sky. The crowds at St. Peter's were enthusiastic, carrying signs, grazie. We will miss you, Pope Benedict.
Fox News Radio. Courtney Walsh at the Vatican. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for this rare opportunity to hear for yourself one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush is looking forward to sharing with us about her time at the White House and advocacy for education, literacy, global health, and the empowerment of women worldwide. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets now before this event sells out at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindabot. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning, February the 27th, 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day today. Phone lines here are 605-4567-530 if you're out of the area. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Great place. Okay, today we're talking to Ruth Angel and Wyatt Paxton of the Integrity Project, something they started, to bring light on the fact that there's people having problems. Not, maybe not bring light, but just to, you know, there's people out there that need a voice to be able to work with the county over a variety of things. And it's not necessarily that that you're under attack by the county. It's just a lot of times it's understanding because the way the codes are written and the way the permits are, and that people really don't know where to go to sometimes.
Well, we're going to create a database, and we're going to ask for that today, and we'll ask for it on your show, for people to support us and people who have expertise, experience in matters with the county, people who have permitting, planning expertise. We're going to ask for that, and we're going to build a database so that people can bring an issue to us. We can look at it through the Reasonable Man Board, and we can say, you know, yeah, we think we should bring your issue to the county, and we'll have the resources and the people to help you with that issue. And that's okay. One of the things.
I see then, okay, so what you're doing as your committee is, if somebody says, I think that, you know, I think that's wrong what's happening here, now this may be this code that they're saying, but I frankly don't have the expertise or the money to fight this. So they can go to Wyatt Paxton or somebody in this who has a permit, that's your whole job is getting permits.
Correct.
And for people.
For one
and
of the people,
and,
you know.
And you're an expert in real estate, and you're gonna have other subject matter experts that are gonna be there to help exactly. them and guide people through so that when they put together an appeal, which by the way costs $970, right? I mean, if they say that, no, you can't put that hot water heater in there because it, you know.
That's just the file for the appeal. I mean, you still have to prepare. You have to take time out. You have to do that. And remember, this board can be a two-way street. It could actually help and assist the county
exactly.
too. We're going to explain people, this is why that code, I mean, many times, I mean.
Sure.
I was teaching part-time out at Shasta College construction classes, and one of my code classes was, bring me a code, and I'll tell you why that code was developed that way. You know, the gaps on guardrails, the height of steps. Why are these things done that way? Same with traffic impact fees. We can. It's reasonable to understand that if you're going to put in a warehouse that's going to have 37 trucks coming to a week, that you're going to have to develop off-ramps and that type of thing. Those traffic fees are totally appropriate. Not so if you're just making a shade structure for horses. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
And so,
and what you're saying then is that the county then can also benefit from this because somebody's just angry because they're making me do this. And then your committee can say, well, you know what? This is why. And you know what? This is a federal state. Reason for doing this, and it's got good sense behind it.
Well, in other counties and other cities, they have a yeah. one-stop permit shop. Right. And they have these committees that are developed specifically with volunteers, people that either retired or had worked with the county that are willing to donate their time. And so that is all part of the outreach.
Okay.
To the community.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. Do you have a question?
I wonder if the group intends to call for board meetings, board of supervisor meetings, that is, to all be podcast the way the Reading City Council meetings are podcast. Because after the meeting, anybody can say anything about what was said or not said, and it's one person's word against another, but with a podcast, anybody could just log right on to the website, take a look at the footage, and find out who's telling the truth about what was discussed concerning a given proposal or not, and a lot of controversy can be put to rest that way, but the board has been dragging its feet for the longest time on this issue. I mean, they put out an RFP sometime last year, as I recall, and there's been no action that I know of since then.
Charles, you bring up a good point, and one of the points that you're making is that number one, Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. Most of us work on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock, so the opportunity to go to these supervisors' meetings is scattered. So if we ask people to come, typically it's to fight or to raise an issue of awareness that we want the board to hear, but they can't talk back to us. So what we hope to do, and believe me, I think that your idea is perfect, and I think that if they asked a volunteer to just tape it, why pay for it? Just tape it or bring the media in. Let them do it. I'm sure they'd be willing to because they want to hear what's going on.
Well, right now, RCAC is doing RCAC is doing the actual taping, but they show the footage on Community Access Channel, and then that, later that week, and then that's, basically what happens with the footage. It's not posted to a website where anybody can, at their convenience,
look at it. Yeah, that's
log
a good idea.
On and look at it and go back and examine it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it's our intent, actually, to create the means to not only measure our effectiveness, but to allow people to log on, find out what's going on in their district, and do and maybe if we can post these videos on our
on everything. And that's a good idea. Internet. Hey, Charles, we got to take a break here. Thanks a lot for calling.
All right, you bet.
Yeah. Was that Russian? Okay. Hey, your rally is today at 11:30.
It's at 11:30 to 1.
Starts 11:30, goes to 1, and I think there's what, lunch out there?
Lunch out there, and
afterwards?
Yes.
Okay, there's gonna be like 5 or 6 speakers, just talking about what the project is, and, I guess the bottom line is this, is you want the process to run smooth, you want the process to be fair for both the county and the people, and you want to have something like this that's happened with people in the past not happen again, whether it be in Selma or the doctor or the Johnsons over there or the Babcocks. I mean, all these people have had problems, and no place felt like no place to go.
Right.
And informative. Yeah, let's be informative.
That.
I mean, it happens to me every time I go into the county. Into the county to process somebody else's permit, I help explain to somebody behind the counter on the other side of the counter, a customer to help them understand why this process is there. Once they get that answer, they go, oh, gosh, that makes sense. Much easier to swallow. Much easier to swallow.
There you go. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We have Wyatt Paxton and Ruth Angel that are here, the co-founders of the Integrity Project. The rally today at 1130 at Ensemble Vineyards. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Ensemble Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Ensemble's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Ensemble Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Ensemble Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show is this Saturday and Sunday at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All proceeds go to local youth and charitable programs. There will be more than 150 vendors with approximately 300 tables displaying guns, antiques, and collectibles, along with unique historical and educational displays. This year, the special historical exhibit is Kilroy World War II Living History Displays of German and Allied Materials. The NorCal Veterans Historical Association will also be there with their helicopter and Vietnam and Gulf War era displays. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or just browse at 200 years of historical items. The show opens at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Children under 12 are free. The Reading Breakfast Lions Club's 31st Gun, Antique, and Collectibles Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium this weekend. Doors open at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 46 degrees. It's going to be a nice day, 45 in the morning, February the 27th. Bad Bob. I hate to be redundant about this, but I'm so tired of you letting those days just slip away. Slip sliding away. What's the, I just said what the weather is. It's going to be a good day today. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble's. I'm going to give away, right in the middle of this, I'm going to give away two more tickets to the Boat Sport and RV Show. March 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, you can use any of them. Two more tickets. Give us a call at 605-4567. You can use these tickets any of those days, the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, and still leaves you plenty of time to go to the gun show, the yoga, the conscious living studio, which is, I think is going to be great. I'm going to go there too. All types of things going on. So just give us a call, and then you can come pick them up here at the station. All right. My guests are Wyatt Paxton and Ruth Angel from the Integrity Project. 11:30 today at the Ensemble Vineyards is the is the project, or is the rally. And there'll be dinner. There'll be a lunch serve. It goes from 11:30 to 1, so you'll be, it's really kind of like over lunchtime, and then you can get lunch there, and you can head on back.
Correct. Plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. Yeah, okay. There is plenty of parking up there. And is it going to be at the chapel?
It's going to be at the chapel. You won't be able to go into the chapel because, of course, it's not public, but it'll be at the chapel.
Let me say this again. I keep reading it, you know, these anonymous bloggers or, you know, people that come in there, which is one of the things I pointed out to Bruce's rebuttal, is that, yeah, people can write stuff in, but then they are just fodder to those anonymous, faceless commenters. They say such horrible things. That's why many people won't talk to the Record Searchlight, because once it's in there, their families are attacked, you know, personal attacks. It had nothing to do with what they're saying. It's just this. Anyway, it keeps coming back is that Anselmo is using that for weddings. He's making money off it. It is absolutely not true.
It's absolutely not true. He's built chapels at every one of his residences.
That's right. And, well, not only that is – he's not using it. This is his own personal use. He had special dispensation from the Catholic Church, from the diocese to build the chapel there. And the whole thing is for personal and this. So it's not something that is, so it's not something that's being used for profit. Okay. All right. Let's go on back.
Well, the other thing with the chapel is that, if you're Catholic, you know that you have to get permission from the church in order to have a wedding there in the chapel.
Yeah.
And he didn't get that permission.
Yeah. I know. It has to be, like I said, that it's
the higher calling is God.
Well, you know what? You know, if you want to have a fight with him about it, is it permitted? Okay. You know, I mean, that's going on right now. But that he's using it for profit. No. I mean, if you say that, prove it. Prove it. Only thing you have to do is prove it. And which is like most of these people, they say these horrible things, prove it. Okay.
And we hope to have our newsletter that will be raising these issues, and we'll be getting support from the community. They can log on, they can see what's going on, they can tell us how effective we're going to be, and that's important to us. We want to measure our results, unlike the county.
Yeah.
They have no means of quality assurance in measuring how effective they are. And we intend to let the supervisors know that these are the things that we want implemented. They do it in other cities, in other counties, and this district thing. When we organize it in our districts and find out what those issues are, it is our intent to bring those issues to our supervisor and make sure that every other supervisor knows what's going on in, say, my district too. I never had a town hall. I want my supervisor in my area that I voted for him. I want him to tell me what the issues are, and I want him to let the other supervisors know what the issues are, and I'm going to make sure that that happens from now on. I'm never going to vote for somebody simply because we align our careers, and, you know, I think he's a credible guy.
You've got to be totally independent in this.
I just want to know.
You just want the best person in there.
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones. Maureen, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, car's getting ready to drive by. Where were you 15 years ago when we were doing the Clover Creek Coalition project? We sure could have used something like this back then.
Well,
that's exactly it. And the question, it simply came up from this radio show on a Saturday morning when we talked about being in Anselmo's, and a woman said to us, why can't the county use common sense? And I took that message and said, why not? Here I am today. In 1 year, saying they're not listening, we've got to do something.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I can't just jump up and run to Anselmo's today, but I will be in touch regarding the information that we still have from that whole big flooding issue. And there's still a lot of relevant information that I have, and so does the Western Regional Conservation Board. There's a lot of people out there who have a lot of good information that you guys can use that's free out there. But it costs our neighbors $600,000 was the settlement, and that just covered their costs. But now we have this beautiful Clover Creek Restoration Park, 4 miles of beautiful walking trails. That would have been nothing but homes, and then my neighborhood would have been flooded out. So because we didn't back down and
good
we kept fighting and kept pushing, we won. And we had help with Maurice Johannesson. He took it to the state. A lot of people were involved. But let me tell you, when I first got involved, we were told, go away. Yeah. You know, this is too big for you and you're never going to win. And they almost gave up several times. So I'm really thrilled for you guys. Hang in there. This is wonderful. It's about time. Congratulations.
Maureen, I really appreciate you calling in for two reasons. One is the fact that you're saying is that, hey, you can't give up, you can't back down, and you can win. And this gives, I'm sure, gives a lot of impetus to other people saying, you know what, it is possible. You can fight city hall or county government, or at least bring the facts to them.
And you know, it didn't do my heart any good. It was really, you know, it's very stressful. I have to admit, it's stressful.
It is stressful.
But that's why you need help from people like you.
And both sides really won in that case. I mean, really. I mean, the county prevented further liability upon itself, other homes getting flooded out, the public themselves, the taxpayers themselves, and then the people that lived in the area. So really, it came around to the reasonable decision, right? The right decision.
Yeah, it did. It was a win-win. The only problem was our attorney died about a week after we settled. Oh. He had a heart attack. We don't know if it was because of us or if he just had bad health, but it was a win-win, and I hope that people who hear this who don't know about that park will go out there and start using it now.
Super. Okay, Maureen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you
Bye-bye.
Can sign up through the integrityprojectshasta.com. Let us know what district you're in and give us the lowdown on what occurred there. And if you want to be part of our database where, you know, you might be looking at the same issue, might help the folks out in Elk Trail, but we want to define the problems in each district. We want to bring people to that preserve to go for the walking trails because Shasta County is a beautiful place. And the other thing that we want to say really quick is that
we can say that after the break.
Oh, okay.
Because we still got 4 more minutes after this. Okay. We'll be right back after this break.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
A word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, Eastside Road, 365-1479.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carlin DeBott. Tomorrow, Dr. Ray John will be our guest. It's his last day. He is turning over Haven Humane. It's kind of like his Sayonara song. We're so happy to have him here. But we're also welcoming Mike Connolly, who is a constitutional lawyer. He was going to address the letter if a Marine or if a veteran has been declared fiscally incompetent, either through mental or physical means. Not only do they want a fiduciary appointed, but they also say in the letter, you can no longer have a weapon, transport it, own, possess a weapon or ammo. This has caused a great deal of consternation. I'm getting emails all the time about this. Mike Connolly will address that tomorrow morning also. What does this mean to our veterans? All right, our guest, The Integrity Project, with Ruth Angel and Wayne Paxton. There's a question in the chat room. Hey, Wyatt Paxton, I'm sorry. Wayne Paxton. You know who Wayne Paxton was? He was an actor. Anyway, Wyatt Paxton. Something in the chat room. You wouldn't be doing this if Anselmo wasn't paying.
Well, first of all, let me just say that we just formed the committee just within, what, a month, 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks now, we've all contributed time, energy, and money to see this thing get off the ground. We are going to be looking for more sustainable funding in the future, but at this point, we all are contributing. And that is just, you know, the message has been taken so off point because all of us want this to succeed. All of us want to have positive change in the county. And we're all contributing. And you look at somebody like Wyatt Paxton who has, you know, I have a full-time job. You have a full-time job. For people to be able to contact him and get information, that is just insane. I mean, how much do you charge normally?
Yeah, it's normally $80 an hour, but, you know, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do.
This is not a us against them.
It is not.
You need to leave that. This is a way of helping everybody, both the county, helping the county to maybe take some off the county's plate and also help the people.
And it brings me back to my point I was going to make before the break, and that is that there are county employees that are encouraging the change that are right behind us and would love to reach out and do a much better job, and we appreciate that.
Super. Okay, 11:30 today, and someone's at the chapel. You won't be able to go in there because it's a private. It's private. And go about 11:30 to 1. All right. Carl Lindebott. Hey, thank you so much for coming in on this. And, give us a call tomorrow morning and tell us what happened.
IntegrityProjectShasta.com.
IntegrityProjectShasta.com. Carl Lindebott, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Turned around. And I'll
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The latest warning about the impact of sequester comes from the U.S. Education Secretary, but none of the talk is bridging the partisan divide. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Well, that partisan divide remains wide if you listen to the latest rhetorical battles on the Senate floor, led by Democrat Harry Reid and Republican Mitch McConnell.
Republicans refuse to compromise on a balanced plan to avoid harsh austerity measures.
We're still ready to work with them to get something responsible passed. But we can't do it alone.
Reid and McConnell will be among the leaders meeting with President Obama at the White House on Friday, the day the sequester cuts begin to take effect, Lisa.
Rich, this just one of the fronts facing the new defense chief. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Chuck Hagel starts still bearing the scars from his confirmation process, where fellow Republicans questioned his fitness for the post.
I will do everything within my power, Secretary of Defense, to be worthy of you.
Secretary Hagel, a critic of the second Iraq war, pledged that he'll be more cautious.